Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Last year at this time, we were expecting a pretty good year. But out of nowhere, the coronavirus appeared and hammered the whole world with infections and death. And it's still with us. With a new vaccine, we do have hope. This year will not be like last year. We will have a new president, and in some cases, he will take us in a different direction. On trade, I think he will make an effort to rejoin the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. After all the time and effort in making that trade agreement, I did not support pulling out. When we look at our trade war with China that Biden inherits, managing that will be a challenge. He said he would try to preserve the Phase One trade deal that Trump made. This is good, but there are so many other complications, like all kinds of tariffs. The U.S. government relationship with China has never been any worse, and that is mostly their fault. Can we get some meaningful Chinese reform? Well, we shall see. We can't ignore our third largest importer of our ag products. China bought $17 billion of our products this past year, and it jumped up from last year's $10 billion in 2019. Canada and Mexico are our number one and two markets, not much ahead of China. We have other serious trade problems. The EU is one of the worst, and Brazil just put a 25% tariff on our ethanol. When it comes to trade, the new administration will have their hands full. President-elect Biden has pledged to use his power to get other countries to buy American. Wasn't that a Trump pledge? I like it. Biden has indicated that he will put an end to many small refinery exemptions. The EPA has been using those. If he does what he says, that will be a big help to our ethanol and corn industry. Kevin Ross, chairman of the National Corn Growers Association, said this: ethanol has a bright future, and not just here in the United States, but around the world. In some cases, I have some very serious concerns about where President-elect Biden's party will try to take us. And here's a list: taxes, especially estate taxes, debt, environmental regulations, the waters of the U.S., respect for small businesses and personal property, illegal immigration. Well, it's a new year and a new day. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.